This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out, as always, to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, keeping us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And a special shout out to our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women driving the 18-wheelers. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. I'm on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us now from undergroundusa.com, that's undergroundusa.com, is Frank Sabato. There they are. There they go. That was quick. All right, Frank, let's say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance, to the flag, of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, Saturday was the 20th anniversary of the attacks of September 11th, 2001. I can just say that I was fortunate enough to be with some of the brave people that survived that, the first responders. A couple of New York PD cops were traveling with me, some firefighters as well. And I'll tell you what a day. And people have not forgotten, at least not the ones I met. And it was almost like September the 12th. The way everybody was treating everybody.
Well, I'm glad you had a good experience, because from a 30,000 foot view, I was rather disappointed that the political class on the left used it to try to stoke up their agenda. I thought it was wrong to be thumping diversity. I thought it was wrong to be thumping racism the way the squad did. I was disappointed in President Bush's speech, because he was talking about diversity as well. Not a day for that. Not a day for politics. It should have been about the lives and the actions of the people that sacrificed, made the ultimate sacrifice that day. I was a little disappointed in the students at the University of Florida. Campus Reform did a poll on campus, and they thought that the history classes that are taught about the events of 9/11 should diminish the idea that Islamo-fascist terrorists were the cause of that day, and instead weigh heavy on the faults of America. So people who understand the horrors of that day, who were purely touched by it, like the first responders that you were with, and people who watched it happen in real time, understood the horrors of it, understood that we were being attacked because we were Americans and nothing else.
Mm-hmm.
They remember that day. But the political class, when you start to co-opt an event like that for your agenda, that's a despicable thing. Mm-hmm. And when you have kids on college campuses talking about how it should be remembered and how it should be taught and ideologically propagandizing about that, we're doing a poor job of educating our children about not only the horrors of that day, but the kinship that happened immediately after it, and the fact that we didn't see gender identity politics and racial politics and things like that. We saw Americans coming together to unite to not only fight what happened, fight those who did this, but to bolster each other. I mean, people were walking up to people on the streets in the aftermath of that for months, asking people if people were okay. So there is a, you know, the people that were affected, we're never going to forget that day. It's seared into our souls. But we've got to do a better job of making sure people are fully aware of the horror and the kinship of that day.
Now, on a positive note, Donald Trump made a surprise visit to the 17th precinct in Manhattan. I've been there a number of times, know it very well. And once the fire department and the EMS and some other police officers found out that he was there, he had about 1,000 cops and firefighters and whatnot all around him. And they loved the guy. They loved the guy because of what he did that day.
Yeah, he was hands-on on that day as a New Yorker. You know, he was making sure that everything he could do to aid in the people who were rushing to the scene, including sending trucks of water.
The guy was
hands-on as a private citizen.
Offered his plane to fly people, you know, in and out or whatever, and also had that suitcase full of checks.
And but let's remember, Matt, above all else, Orange Man bad. He's a horrible human being if you left.
Not from what I saw. All right, let's take a caller. Okay, good morning, caller. You got about 30 seconds. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Andrew Griffin calling from Manatee County.
Hi there.
Hello. I love the conversation we're having. And, yes, I agree. Our kids on these universities have got to straighten up, and our teachers have got to start teaching these kids.
You bet. You bet. You bet. And where are you off to today?
I am not sure, but I'm sure I'll find something.
Okay. All right. We'll keep in touch with you on Facebook. All right. Thanks very much. All right, Frank, you hang on, and we are going to break. And we got a lot more coming back when we come back from this break. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, Roger's going to take us to break.
This is Roger P. Shulman, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All right, we are going to do it, and I'll tell you what, Moss Nissan, my buddies up there again, they just keep doing it to it like Sonny Pruitt. I'll tell you, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, up and down the Midwest, and all the way out as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to price and customer service. It all starts with Moss Care. That gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including the free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, remember, Moss Nissan's motto is whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And you want to check out something that's really a great car to drive? Check out the new Rogue. It is the hottest SUV in the market. And when you take that test drive, you're going to know why right then and there. By the way, also clean trade-ins, they're commanding a great resale price right now, so you can take advantage, upgrade your ride now. And Moss Nissan is the home of the exclusive You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors get great deals on the vehicles of their choice. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura on Ford Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, they're opening up a big new dealership up north. Oh, I can't wait, I can't wait, I can't wait. Coming soon. Check them out online, Moss, M-A-U-S, Moss, Nissan.com. And tell them the captain sent you. It's worth at least $500 off your vehicle. Got to tell them that when you go in the door. The captain sent you. Okay, back to Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. My man, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Mr. Captain.
Well, I'll tell you what. I don't think I could have made this up in 100 years if I tried. I have never seen this done to a sitting president, let alone anybody else in politics. But we had a crowd at the University of Alabama football game, and they were chanting F. Joe Biden, in unison, the whole stadium.
Yeah, and it's not the first time. I believe this is the third weekend in a row that things have been happening at sporting events where that exact chant is happening. Yeah, you're right. That is unprecedented. And no manipulation of a political poll can change the optics on that.
Yeah, and you're not talking about a conservative bastion you're doing this. There's a lot of liberals there at the University of Alabama. The reason I know that is because Christine's daughter goes there, and she tells me about the liberals that are there.
Yeah, well, it's in the college campuses, no matter where you are. I mean, we talked about the University of Florida in the first segment, which should be by political standards, should be more conservative than other university campuses. Campuses are liberal. They lean to the left. It's really just the way that is. And for that kind of response to be coming out of a college campus, the college crowd, which also is, when you go to a college football game, you not only have the students,
yeah,
you got the parents of the students.
Yep.
And you've got people from the community that show up in the crowd. So that was not just the universities making that statement. That was the whole community.
Mm-hmm. Very true. Very, very, very true. And, of course, I'm talking, folks, to Frank Silvato. And, by the way, we've got, we've got Bagham and Bob on the line here. Wants to ask you a question. Okay, Bagham and Bob, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Captain. In regards to the tariff situation, we better start paying more attention to our borders and such, because with better equipment that we gave them, they may well be trying to sneak terrorists, suicide-type terrorists, just like the airplane terrorists were. And the equipment that they could use that might have been, that they might have gotten over there, one would be RPGs, javelin anti-tank weapon, some of the 50 caliber BMP sniper rifles, 308 snipers, grenades, and maybe even a Stinger-type anti-aircraft missile that they could take down planes with. And if they think these terror attacks are over, a lot of people would say that. Anyway, that's my thing, Captain.
All right. Well, first of all, trying to transport any type of heavy military equipment over the border is going to get noticed, in my opinion. Now, there's some of that stuff already here. We know that, right, Frank?
Yeah. And the terrorists themselves have been using the porous border to bring people in. That's already been noted by the Border Patrol. Mm-hmm. Some of the people that they're tracking coming over the border are very, very, very bad people.
Right.
But to Bob's point, those materials might not cross the border to come back into the United States. That are certainly going to be used within the region to look at U.S. assets.
Mm-hmm.
When you've got China butting up to the terrorist organizations and governments in Afghanistan, and even Iran. I mean, this is the cooperation between a Sunni and a Shiite entity, mm-hmm. because they hate the United States that much. You're going to see a free travel of that kind of equipment across borders, wink, wink, nod, nod,
mm-hmm.
in order to be able to take aim at the U.S. So, yeah, there's a big threat.
Now, I was going to address this subject in a different manner, but I got a question here from Wendy, and Wendy is in St. Augustine, Florida. Good morning to you, Wendy. She's saying, does Joe Manchin really mean to upset the Democrat apple cart and not give Charlie Schumer and Joe Biden what he wants?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No,
yes.
Doubt.
No, he's been a little talked into it at the last moment on a couple things. But this one, I mean, he took to every show yesterday and said that it was unacceptable. He wasn't going to do it.
That's right.
The reason is because the people of West Virginia would not send him back.
Yep.
They just wouldn't do it. His state, his electorate is center left. They're not radical left.
And I had a strange thought about all this when I heard him doing this. I'm thinking to myself, I wonder if this guy, me thinking out loud, is actually thinking about knowing that Biden's not going to run for re-election in 2024. If he thinks he's going to go up against Kamala and beat her, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't. He's a moderate voice in the Democrat Party. The question is, after ticking off the Democrat machine,
yep,
will the machine allow him? We saw what happened to Bernie Sanders, and he was the most popular guy, and Hillary Clinton got the nod. So.
Well, I guess we'll have to wait and see. But again, what he had to say about this was that we've already given them $5.4 trillion, meaning the Democrat rank and file, whoever it was he gave it to. And he says the money is still going out the door and they won't have it all till next year. We don't need to give them any more money this year.
Yeah, this is we keep talking about Obama 2.0. Remember when Obama got in, he had he ran through that giant infrastructure bill where all the roads and bridges had to be fixed, and they were fixed, and we had to have that. You saw the signs all over the place.
Yep.
Thanks to the Obama administration, this road is being fixed. And they kept asking for more money after that. It's a big bolus and then more. So he's just following that game plan again, only with larger numbers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so Manchin's kind of outed that whole plan. Tatum Hart and COVID helped Biden this time, too. There's been nothing but a never-ending stream of money coming out of Washington, D.C. on the taxpayers' back. And quite honestly, I'm looking at all of the bills that Congress has been addressing since they've been seated in January, and none of them have anything to do with not spending money.
Mm-hmm. By the way, can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, good, because I'm going to start something that I know I may not be able to finish, but here we go. 19 governors, all Republican governors, and two attorney generals, both Republican, and more joining the bandwagon today, are going to resist Joe Biden's vaccine mandates. Now, this is interesting because it's going to be the red versus the blue.
Well, let it be the red versus the blue. What we need to be hammering is that when he was campaigning for president, both he and Kamala Harris said there would never, ever be any mandates. So he lied bald-faced to the American people.
You bet.
Not only that, he doesn't have the authority to be giving mandates to governors.
Mm-hmm.
And the governors better step up and start using nullification and lawsuits to push this guy back in his box. And if they don't, that's on the governors.
Yeah. Now, we're talking about the governors of Arizona, Alabama, Alaska, Arkansas, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Iowa, Missouri, Mississippi, Montana, Nebraska, North Dakota, Oklahoma, South Carolina, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, and Wyoming, and then the Attorney General from Utah, the Attorney General from Indiana, with more saying they're jumping on board today. Hold that thought, Frank. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. That's UndergroundUSA.com. Go over there, check out the great articles he writes, and check out his podcast. You just might like to hear that. And I'll be right back with more.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Tropical storm Nicholas strengthened as it neared the Gulf Coast Monday, threatening to bring up to 10 inches of rain to Texas, Mexico, and Louisiana. Keep in mind the storm could intensify into a hurricane before landfall if it spends more time over water, and it is a slow mover. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards, the Democrat, tweeted late Sunday that he had declared a state of emergency in response to forecasts. The storm is currently centered in the western Gulf of Mexico. North Korea carried out successful tests of a long-range cruise missile over the weekend. Their state media said on Monday the missiles flew about 1,500 clicks. That's about 930 miles before hitting their targets and falling into their waters during the tests on Saturday and Sunday. North Korea's cruise missiles usually generate less interest than ballistic missiles because they're not explicitly banned under UN security sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
All right, crew. Let's get her done.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Warren, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com.
All righty. Welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. A radio show. But before we go back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website, I want to remind everybody about what's going to happen on September the 23rd in Tampa. Now, the left-wing media has been attacking Florida's conservative policies and America's best governor, Ron DeSantis. Join me for a special in-person appearance and address by Governor Ron DeSantis as he speaks to the broken policies of the White House and the left Thursday, September the 23rd, at the Grand Hyatt Tampa Bay. That's just to the west of the Tampa airport, right on the bay. Also, you can hear from Salem Radio Network's Mike Gallagher and Larry Elder, who just might be the governor-elect of California, as they're joined by our own Rebecca Walser, a Fox News contributor, and Alfredo Ortiz, who happens to be the Job Creators Network president and CEO. This is the Bring Small Businesses Back America tour here for Tampa and the St. Pete area. And I'll tell you what, Bill Bunkley, our good friend Bill Bunkley, is going to be the moderator for the panel. Now, make sure you get your tickets because they're going fast. And I'm telling you, I can't guarantee that everybody's going to meet the governor because we don't know what exactly his schedule is going to be. And with Elder, if he's a governor at that time, and if Governor DeSantis is here, the security is going to be really tight. So get your tickets today at theanswertampa.com. That's theanswertampa.com. And I hope to see as many of you listening to me right now as possible are going to be there. I will be there, and I will be easy to spot, I guarantee you. All right, back to Frank Salvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Well, Frank, I know we'd like to fly you down here in a corporate jet.
Yes, of course. It's plush.
Yeah, it's plush, yeah. All right. It's one of those little hang gliders. Oh, God. Hey, listen, talking about Larry Elder, you know, I really am standing totally behind Larry Elder. I don't believe there's anybody any better that could be the governor of California than Larry Elder, but I'm really concerned. I am really concerned that he is going to win by the most votes, because he's up by 28 points in the latest poll. I don't know if you've seen that or not. That's number one. But number two, I believe that the people of California are going to vote to recall the governor, Newsom. But the people doing the counting, Frank, are the very Democrats that haven't, you know, they have this way of cheating, shall I say?
Well, and that's the apparatus. When you look at rank and file Democrats in California, they're the ones that helped bring the petition around for the recall in the first place. It was a bipartisan effort, so you've got to give a little hope there. But the apparatus, got to keep an eye on that, because they've got some very funky voting laws out there. We were, you and I were talking about this on the break.
No.
People can print their own ballots.
That's
and
right.
Bring them, and bring them into the polling place. So if you could print a ballot.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know who decided that was a great idea to be able to allow the generic forms of ballots to be printed on home computers.
Exactly.
But it needs to be stopped. That's just an incubator for fraud like you can't believe.
Frank, it's insanity.
It's absolute insanity. It's an overt attempt to flood an election with ballots that shouldn't be in there.
Yeah.
You know, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's a mechanism for them to be able to fudge vote totals.
Let me start with the first problem. First, millions of illegal aliens are voting in California because when they get their driver's licenses at the DMV, they're automatically registered to vote. And by law, no one is allowed to ask if they're a citizen. No one can ask for valid ID. So if you're going to print up a bunch of ballots and hand it to the illegals that you can't ask whether or not they're here legally or not, my God, what the hell's going to happen?
You know, it's time that people wake up about voting laws. And then in Florida, we have good laws. Texas now has good laws.
Yep.
Several states have passed excellent reform laws. But it's really the most important thing you do as an American citizen.
Yep.
Yet we have the most laws to keep the apparatus for verifying who's voting. It's maddeningly stupid that you can't ask someone if they're a citizen before you certify them to vote.
Okay.
Why wouldn't you?
Let's go to Mary. She's on the line here. Okay. Good morning, Mary. What's on your mind?
Larry Elder's on my mind. And I listen to him all the time. He's great. He's getting the same treatment out there by the newspapers, mainstream media that President Trump got.
Exactly.
They just try to smear him. That's what they do, because they don't really have a leg to stand on when you hear his agenda, what Larry Agenda wants to do. The other thing I wanted to say about these ballots, if you've ever seen a counterfeit dollar bill, you've seen the cashier at the store hold those things up to the light.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they must be looking for something. So if you're smart, you make your ballots to where they have that same kind of protection, i.e. a watermark or something that
Mary,
people can see.
Mary, if they can print the ballots that are there now, you know they don't have that protection. You know it.
Well, then they're not legal.
Well, they are legal because they're showing what they can vote on. But anyway, I appreciate your thought, but we'll talk about that right now. Thanks very much,
Thank
Mary.
You.
Okay, yeah, you know, you realize, Frank, that they're not going to. How are you going to print something with a watermark in it?
No, it's what I get her idea.
It's I know. Just, I think it's great, but geez,
you know, with the way that you can create unique QR codes today and unique barcodes that would be specific to a specific voter. There's a billion ways you could make sure that you're not duplicating ballots, but they don't want to do that because it doesn't allow them to fudge the vote totals.
Right.
The election game in the United States is a dirty game.
Yep.
It's a dirty game. And if you really want to harden this up, there's a billion different ways to harden it up. But you see Democrats repeatedly not wanting to make sure that these elections are accurate because they can't do what they did in 2020.
Yep.
You know, that's why clawing back everything. States have to make sure that legislation coming out of Washington about voting reform never see it. If it passes, they need to nullify it. I'm going to say that word again, nullify. Mm-hmm. That is going to what saves the country, mm-hmm. is states and governors enacting nullification to push back the federal government from where they don't belong.
Mm-hmm. Now, the other thing is California has sent out tens of millions of mail-in ballots, just like the Biden-Trump election back in 2020. And the problem is, here we go again, there's no way to know who's who. There's no voter ID. There's no chain of custody. There's no signature verification. There is nothing but millions of fake ballots signed with fake names, and they can do it all day.
No, and this is exactly what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, California, that's the law in California. You have to recognize California's law is a joke.
Yep.
It's a joke.
Yep.
The election process for validating ballots and validating voters is a joke.
Yeah. And then
they're not taking it seriously.
Then let's not forget the ballot harvesting.
No, that's incredibly stupid, too. This mm-hmm. is a singular act. It is an act by a citizen of a state and the federal and the federal electorate to exercise their singular vote. You don't bring political organizations into ballot harvesting. You just don't do it. Yet, you know what? We're not going to pass a law to make it illegal. Federal government wants to expand it.
Yeah, that's what
Democrats want to expand it.
Sure. And again, no proof, no ID, no nothing, no chain of custody, none of that. You can't have it. Can't have it.
No. And people, when you see people, when you hear politicians railing against the reforms that were done in like Texas, Florida years back, Georgia, those are the people that are stealing elections. Those are the people that want to keep the measures in place that make it impossible to actually certify an accurate election. They need to be retired.
Yeah. And good morning to George Godfather. He's chiming in saying good morning to us. Good morning to Eric in East Tennessee.
You know, and I want to give props to the actress Rose McGowan.
Yes.
Out in California, who stood, you know, she's from the liberal apparatus out there. But she stood with Larry Elder because she said it was the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because he would serve California better than Gavin Newsom and the machine that's there. And, you know, in doing that, and she also called out her own Me Too movement as a bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah.
For someone to do that and put their career on the line to be blackballed in her own industry, bravo, Ms. McGowan. You're actually serving your country.
All righty, talk to you on Friday, my friend.
Hello,
Frank Silvato, managing, listen to me, I almost did it again, undergroundusa.com, undergroundusa.com. Go there, check it out, find out what he's all about, and don't forget to listen to his podcast, too. I'll be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine?
It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha, and welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And this segment of the program, my conversation with the Sports Zone quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is brought to you by Patrick Hyland. And what does he do for a living, you ask? Why, he sells insurance. He sells Medicare Advantage Insurance. Listen to this.
Hey, everybody, it's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
All righty, Patrick Hyland is with us, and oh my goodness, Jameis Winston, who?
Captain, I had him in my fantasy football team yesterday. I predicted 4 touchdowns, not 5. So I will take it and enjoy it. I said the kid was going to be good in New Orleans under Sean Payton, and lo and behold, I'm right. But, you know, they're not crying in Tampa Bay about losing them because they got Mr. Brady who brought them a Super Bowl. So everybody's making out pretty good. Drew Brees made one of the funniest statements, Captain, of all time. Talk about a guy who's humble and classy. When they were interviewing him on the NBC for the Sunday Night Football, and they showed Jameis Winston throw a 50-yard bomb, Drew Brees went, man, that's what they've been missing in New Orleans for a couple of years. That's pretty funny.
Love it.
So, It's a classic.
All right, but yeah, it was a great game. I was really surprised. I was happy for Jameis. I do believe that they could be a force to be reckoned with, but you know, the Bucks play the Atlanta Falcons next week, and of course we got our affiliate up there in Atlanta, AM 920, The Answer. They kind of got smoked yesterday, didn't they?
They did, Captain, and they started out so well. It looked like Calvin Ridley and Mike Davis and Matt Ryan were just on fire, and then boom, they just couldn't get it together. And Philadelphia played well. Jalen Hurts did well. Devontae Smith, for all our Alabama fans, won the Heisman last year. He caught a touchdown pass. He looked great.
Yep.
And you know, it's gonna be interesting. Atlanta's gonna be hungry to come into Tampa Bay and win that game. Another one that surprised me was Pittsburgh beating Buffalo 23-16.
That was a surprise.
I knew it'd be a good game. Yeah, but I thought Buffalo would win that game. And Pittsburgh's defense is for real. That's the difference. They signed the kid Watt, you know, to an extension, and boy, it paid off. It was good. They had him in the game. He was a big difference on them winning.
Now, let's see, the Bears. They got it handed to them too, 34-14. I did not see the game, and I was wondering, when did they score the 14 points, early or late?
One early and then one late. Justin Field looked pretty good in his debut. He only, you know, played a few series, but he looked excellent, and that could definitely help out Chicago. They're going to need him at quarterback. Andy Dalton is a good backup, a good guy to fill in, manage a game for you, but he's not a guy anymore who's going to lead you to the promised land. He's just not that guy. And it was pretty bad. 34-14, the Rams put it on, but they have Matthew Stafford now. And it showed yesterday. Detroit, you know, they tried to come back in San Francisco, but they just didn't have it. And Matthew Stafford is one heck of a quarterback still, Captain. He could have the Rams dig into the playoffs and deep. The Rams and Bucks could be playing a serious playoff game here in a few months. So that's how I see that transpiring.
Well, we'll see. We'll see. Now, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Oh, the Giants?
Yeah, he didn't look well at all.
The Giants.
The two surprising games, though, Captain, to me were, you know, like you said, New Orleans 38-3 over Green Bay. How does Green Bay only score 3 points?
Okay,
I gotta
ask you a question. Who was this moron that took a swing at the coach on the sideline for the other team? Who was that moron?
I mean, it's just ridiculous. These
guys, he ought to be
suspended. No self-control. You bet he should be.
Yeah, he should be suspended for, I don't know, 3 games or whatever. You don't go after the coach on the other side of the field. What the hell? I don't care if you're having a bad day or not.
Exactly. No, it's unacceptable. I mean, the coach can't go after a player like that. They'll be fired.
That's right. So then this guy should be suspended. I don't know who it was. Don't even care who it was. But to me, the guy's done. If he's on my team, that's it. You're done.
Mm. Yeah, that's it. You know, I don't need that on my team. There's clauses in these guys' contract too, Captain, about, you know, detriment to the team.
Well, I'm sure.
That's pretty detrimental to the team in my world.
Okay, let's go baseball, and because I want to talk about the World Series that we're starting to see the teams line up for the playoffs.
Oh yeah, it's going to be real. I'm really excited about baseball. The Rays are looking good. The Dodgers are looking good. They could meet again in the World Series. A little disappointing that the Yankees aren't playing to their abilities, or the Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
The A's, you know, out west, and also San Francisco, you know, the Giants are looking good. So it's going to be San Fran and L.A. and Tampa Bay, Houston.
The White Sox.
It's going to be those guys. The White Sox have a shot, Captain. Yeah, they're the long shot, but I think they could pull it out, too. It's all about getting hot. That series to make it happen. So, but I know a lot of people are looking forward to that, and we'll talk Friday about the game Thursday.
And our
night,
turn left go fast bunch is just cruising.
Yeah, NASCAR is kind of nothing major going on. Great tennis match yesterday. Medvedev beat Novacek, for all the tennis fans out there, which was kind of an upset, but it was a great match. I wish they would do the U.S. Open on Monday, not on football Sunday. But anyway, hopefully maybe they'll coordinate that down the road. That'd be great for everybody.
Right.
So, Captain, well, I appreciate you, my man.
All right. And, we'll talk to you on Friday, and I'm sure we'll have a lot more to talk about.
Amen. God bless you, Captain. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Now, that's Patrick Hyland from the Sports Zone. And don't forget, he's got his show here on my flagship station every Sunday at 11 a.m. And you can go over there to the podcast page and hear the show. Podcast is over there. So there you go. Now, this final segment brought to you by our friends at Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. And you know, the great thing about Dominic's Blinds and Decor is they do it right all the time, every time. All their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And they're located at 4540 Clark Road in McIntosh, right by the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road, with a big old 9-foot-tall Uncle Sam. The red, white, and blue flag is there, too. Now, don't forget that Dominic's, unlike the big box stores, will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. And you can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. That's 941-922-2345. The number again, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. They'll save you a bunch of money. And if you say the captain sent you, you might get a free trip to the special donut stash they have there. We'll see. We'll see. Now, tomorrow's the election in California, folks. Larry Elder. I'm rooting for him. I hope he gets it. But he's got an uphill road because the Democrats are doing the counting. Now, first of all, millions of illegal aliens are going to be voting in California. They have no way to stop it because you're automatically registered to vote. If you get a driver's license, no one is allowed to ask if you're a citizen. No one can ask for a valid ID. And, of course, millions of illegal alien voters can definitely vote because, get this, they're allowed to print out the ballots in their home computer. That's insanity. You can print as many as you can possibly think of and hand them to the illegals, and they're all voting. Good God. And let's not forget, California has sent out tens of millions of mail-in ballots. No chain of custody. No voter ID. Nobody knows who's who. No signature verification. Nothing. They could all be fake ballots and all be turned in. So Larry Elder's got an uphill road to climb. But if the Republicans out there are on their A game, they'll know how to play this out there. Because I would. I'd be standing there with a damn sledgehammer. Oh, well. What do I know? Okay, it's the end of a Monday show, but what a tangled web we weave. I'm telling you, these people, we got to get it right, folks. I'll see you all tomorrow on the Red Radio. Have a great day. God bless America.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.